We are finding ourselves in the midst of this season that's referred to as Epiphany. And the Epiphany is that season where God's presence is shown forth to the world. It's the meaning of Epiphany. And so today's readings are about the baptism of Jesus, which was one of those first moments in the Gospels where Jesus' life is beginning to expand and reach beyond just his intimate family, but into the world and to be known. And so we gather on this day, this Feast of the Epiphany, to gather for our annual meeting, which has an appropriate connection as we reflect on our own life together here at St. Paul's, where we've been, where we are, where we're going, and how are we showing forth God's presence in our community and in the world about us. So I'd like to share some thoughts with you this morning. We have been focusing this last year on that idea of all are welcome, trying to live into that understanding of welcoming all. And we have that sign up in front of our doors as you enter into this space that all are welcome, and how we're called to live into that in our lives. I'd like to do some reflecting with you this morning on some numbers. Give you some numbers, they tell stories. Also some narrative, they tell stories as well. And some of us hear numbers, some of us hear narrative. So hopefully I'll balance this out well enough that we'll hear a story. This past week, the National Church issued a report out of what's called the House of Deputies of the Church. And there was a study done on the church the last couple of years, and some statistics were reported this past week. And these are some statistics that were reported on. This is the National Church, the Episcopal Church in the United States. About 100 or so dioceses make up our Episcopal Church. The report was on the last couple of years. Overall income in the Episcopal Church has decreased. Interestingly, the average pledge has increased. And that can happen. It's reported that many churches with endowments or investments that depend on those endowments or investments for their operations have taken a hit in the last year or two, as those the value of those have decreased. So that's balanced into some things. So the simplified average income is reported to have decreased in the Episcopal Church the last couple of years. Membership. Overall membership in the Episcopal Church has declined by 2.8%. 2.8% decline the last couple of years in the Episcopal Church. And average Sunday attendance, that means how many people come to church on Sunday throughout the Episcopal Church, has decreased by 3.1% over the last couple of years. So I heard those numbers, and you know, those are not. You say to yourself, well, "What does this mean? Why is this happening? What is this telling us? What is it about?" And there's going to be more work done by the National Church on what these numbers mean. But I then went to look at ourselves as a parish at St. Paul's. I mean, we are part of the Episcopal Church, and how do we live into this experience? And where are we at in this journey? And one of the things that was revealed to me, I would suggest to you, is that we need to be who we are and continuing to grow who we are. Because let me give you our experience during that same time period. Over the last couple of years, our overall income has increased. Each year, through your generosity, your incredible generosity, during some challenging times, you know, we have continued this journey, and our giving has increased. As always, we continue to struggle, as you do in your homes and your families, and you know, as the economy is a challenging time. By that I don't mean that things are easy, but your giving has continually increased over the years. While membership in the Episcopal Church has declined by 2.8% over the last couple of years, our membership in the last couple of years has increased by 20%. If you look at when we had our pictorial directory that was put out a couple years ago, well, not quite a couple years ago, it was a year and a half or so. I read the letter that I wrote to the parish, and we had 1,600 parishioners here at St. Paul's. We now have, thanks to Gene Jewell and his tracking our numbers, we have 1,905 parishioners here at St. Paul's. So our membership, while the National Church has decreased by 2.8, we've increased by 20%. Our average Sunday attendance, while average Sunday attendance in the Episcopal Church has declined by 3.1%, our average Sunday attendance has increased by about 5%, a little more than 5% over the last couple of years. Our average Sunday attendance is 439. So between January and December, you have to include the summer in that as well, where attendance tends to decrease. But if you take just the Sundays where our programs are operating, sort of take the summer out of that, we're averaging about 500 people per Sunday in our attendance. A few years ago, in 2006, there was a study done by someone who's known as Louis Crewe in New Jersey, the Newark Diocese, studied all the Episcopal churches throughout the nation and in terms of Sunday attendance. In 2006, our average Sunday attendance actually put us at about the 216th largest church in the nation in terms of Sunday attendance. Out of the 7,600 congregations that make up the Episcopal Church. Our recent attendance number is probably, nothing's been done to focus on this, we need to study it more accurately, but we're probably about the 150th or so largest in the nation in terms of average Sunday attendance. So our experience is one of growth, and it speaks to me of something's going on here. Something is happening. Something is happening. And I invite all of you to continue to be a part of it. And to continue to be a part of it and grow with us as we go forward. Now, as we go forward into 2010, one of the things about church growth is it becomes challenging. It's challenging to manage that and to keep on top of that and to see where we can continue to improve and grow. And there's a few areas I like to just kind of bullets I'd like to point out to you that I look forward to in the year 2010. We are very good, I'm told. The last year, I spent some time with some of our newcomers in conversations, asking our newcomers, what was your experience like being a newcomer to St. Paul's? And many have expressed that people felt welcomed. It was friendly. No doubt about that. But in talking more, there's some who express, but when you get to the part of sort of incorporating yourself into the parish or connecting with things, those are probably some areas we could strengthen ourselves so that people don't look at trying to become engaged in the life of the parish as some sort of a maze to find your way through. But how can we help people engage with the life of the parish and become involved in many things that happen here? There are over 50 or so ministries that are available to us here at St. Paul's. So, this year, we have the Volunteer Coordination Committee that is really a few people that are involved in it, and we'd like to see if we can enhance that committee by those who'd be interested in perhaps three things. One, continuing to find and discover better ways, stronger ways, of inviting people into the life of the parish. And there are many ways that people come into St. Paul's. It's not just through those doors on Sunday. There's many doors into this church through the week, through programs, through things that are going on, our preschool. What are ways that we can invite people to become more incorporated into the life of the parish? And I would dream of a program we can have where we spend just as much time on looking to help people with time and talent as we do with treasure, that kind of a model. So I'd like to see if people are interested in coming together and looking at that a little bit. Also, looking to build on our ways of incorporating people. Our ministry fair is very strong, very powerful. It's an opportunity for us to learn about things, but how can we build on that as well? Secondly, under the area of our volunteer coordination ministry is leadership training. Providing leadership training for our leaders. Listening to some of our leaders who take on ministries, I hear people saying, well, I love being in this ministry, but there's some things I just don't think I know enough about, or how do I do this, or where do I get that, or how do I get a key for something? Just some practical things, and some are broader than that. So I would like to see us establish a kind of annual leadership training. Whatever time of the year we feel that's a good thing to do, gather all the leaders together of our ministries and have training on how to strengthen our ministries, how to strengthen our leadership, and to have rotating leadership as people don't feel kind of locked into something, but they're developing new leadership in the midst of what they're doing. So leadership training is something I'd like to see us do. And the other is what is referred to as pulse ministry. A few years ago, I invited some people to develop this, and we had people came forward and were part of this, and some of them have moved into other ministries now that they actually, I think, found out about by doing this ministry. But I'd like to gather more people together who would be willing to simply make phone calls. My dream is that every unit, the computer calls all of us a unit. a family, or we're a unit, that all of us would be get a phone call at least once a year. I'd like it to be twice a year, but at least once a year, just the simple phone call of, how are you doing? I understand you're involved in this ministry. How's that working out for you? Is there anything about St. Paul's that we need to know? And how about what's been your experience? To kind of hear feedback, and also care for people. And to let them know that they're cared for. And so I'd like to get that going as well. So those are three areas. Incorporating people into the ministries, leadership training, and that pulse ministry. It's called pulse ministry because it's like, you know, checking the pulse of the parish. You know, what's going on out there? What are things we need to learn about? Also, this year we'll be expanding and learning more, providing you more information about planned giving. We've been able to kind of establish that as a ministry here, and planned giving is another way of giving your resources to St. Paul's and for the future. You know, for us to kind of look at our own resources down the future line, and how can we leave some of those, give some of those to St. Paul's, and actually develop an endowment for the future. We're not a parish that has an endowment, but for the future, starting to grow that and develop that. So we've got people ready to receive your gifts. We have people ready to meet with you and discuss with you ways that you can do that, and we'll be getting more information out about that. I'm also planning to go to Austin, Texas in February. There's an organization called the Consortium for Endowed Episcopal Parishes. It's about 100 or 150 or so parishes, I think, in the nation that have endowments that have formed this consortium. And once a year they have a conference about how endowments are used for ministry and what's the best way to see an endowment as a blessing and in the ministry of the church. And I'll be heading down there for that 3 or 4 day conference to learn more. I've been invited to come down and talk to other people in churches throughout the nation that have endowments and how they've used them, how they develop them, and we can learn more about that. Two other things. This year we are looking to hire our permanent full-time music director. Our plan is to have that person in place by July 1st. This past week, I just kind of reconstituted our search committee, and we got together this past week, and we're beginning the process of looking to advertise, receive applications, interview, and look to have someone hired and on staff by July 1st. So that's starting this year as well. And finally, just one of the things that I want to do and develop in my time here, I now will be here 11 years in February, and I want to begin to do more teaching. I shared this with the vestry, at the vestry retreat last year, and over this past year, I've been able to do that a bit more, and I have found it rewarding, and I hope that I can do more of that this next year and gather people together. Over the last year, I've had a few opportunities to gather people together for different clergy forums and Advent series and things, and I'd like to continue doing more of that as we kind of deepen our experience of faith here at St. Paul's. That's kind of a personal thing that I'm hoping to get into more here at St. Paul's. So those are some quick bullets, and I wanted to present those now and have you think about them as we go forward. And also want to share my thoughts this morning with Mary. Mary Wood is our senior warden, and she's here to share some thoughts as well. Mary.
Good morning. My name's Mary Wood, and I am the current but soon to be outgoing senior warden. And I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts about volunteering because I've had a chance to volunteer on Vestry for the last 3 years. Every Thursday at 10:20 a.m., I push a button. I walk up to a podium very similar to this, and there is a state-of-the-art cassette player. And I push a button, and I begin recording a lecture for a non-denominational Bible study that I attend. My responsibility is very small, and I'm happy to do it. And it's well within my skill level. But I am one of over 200 women who attend this Bible study, and I am one piece of a larger organization that is completely dependent on volunteers. And I find that St. Paul's is not much different than this organization. We have paid staff and clergy, but we are also largely dependent on our volunteers. One of the most interesting things in being on vestry is that I've been able to see how the different pieces all fit together and how St. Paul's operates. And I want to draw our attention to the gifts that each of us bring and can share at St. Paul's. I have learned that with volunteering, that small things are extremely helpful. The possibilities are amazing, and the rewards can be life-changing. For a number of years, I was responsible for updating St. Paul's information in the faith section for the newspaper. It was not a difficult job, and I only had to contact the newspaper when we needed to make changes, when we went from our summer to our winter schedule, or a special holiday advertisement. When I assumed the role of junior warden, I struggled with the idea if I should ask somebody to take this responsibility on. And I felt badly because it didn't take that much of my time, and I wondered if it would really make my schedule that much more manageable. But I asked a parishioner to do it, and she willingly said yes. She will never know how helpful that was to me, taking that one ongoing task off of my shoulders. Volunteering for small things can be extremely helpful. While I was serving on the year-round stewardship committee, the committee decided we would love to put together a video about how God was working through our gifts. And we all sat around the conference table and we thought, oh, this is a great idea. And then we looked at each other and said, how are we going to do this? None of us had had the skills to put together a video presentation. And we wondered how we could also bite this off as well as put on an annual campaign. Around that same time, a vestry member had given me a call, and he said that he had had it on his heart to help out with the year-round stewardship committee and help out any way he could. He joined the committee and volunteered to storyboard all of our thoughts for the video. And then we also put an announcement in the bulletin asking for a videographer, thinking this has got to be a long shot. We had exhausted the list, thinking no one had these skills. But who would have thought that a parishioner who had just begun attending St. Paul's would see this announcement, that she would tell her husband, who was not attending St. Paul's, about our need, and that he would have the skills and volunteer his time to put together this video for us? The possibilities are simply amazing with the help of volunteers like you and me. At St. Paul's, I've had the privilege of serving on vestry for the last 3 years, and I can't thank you enough for giving me this opportunity because it has been a wonderful experience. I've had a chance to make new friends and deepen other relationships. I feel more connected to St. Paul's than I ever did. Serving on vestry has allowed me to see how God is working at St. Paul's like I never did before. I can stand here and tell you unequivocally that I am changed for the better because of my experience on vestry. I wanted to share this with you because there are endless ways for you to share your gifts of time and talent at St. Paul's. I believe if you volunteer, you will also experience how the small things can be extremely helpful, the possibilities are amazing, and the rewards can be life-changing. What button can you push at St. Paul's?